Hi, my name is April, of course, and I am here to talk about drama. Okay, you think there might be a connection? Maybe you're right. A plus for you if you are. Adulting. Your parents told you it wasn't that easy. It isn't, but for some people, they just go left of center and they really seem to not hit the road running, and everything they do kind of backlashes them, and it's just, it's hard. It's hard growing up. It's hard having to know all that stuff and why. And I believe that many of us are really reacting to unresolved issues of trauma. Now, it can happen. Trauma can happen anytime in your life. Like, say, on 9/11, you're 28 years old and you're there on the street and you watch, you know, the Twin Towers come down and you, like, are freaked out. Obviously, that's trauma. But did you know that trauma could be bullying, cyberbullying, domestic violence, unexpected death in the family, being taken away from your main caretaker, abuse, neglect, not being loved. Developmentally, the first few years of life, you learn that the world is either a good place or it isn't by how you're treated. You are learned whether your caretakers can be depended on. They're like God when you're little. So if your family was going through a lot of chaos and dysfunction, like most of us, I think dysfunction now is like the common word. It should be synonymous with family. Well, then you may be subconsciously on a cycle, on the road, on the path to not living your optimum, not living your best life, because you are suffering from what I call then and there affecting the here and now. So what is trauma? I think personally, trauma is even greater than the 70%. I find it's any time you get knocked on your keister, so to speak, and you're just out of it, you know. How do you know if you are suffering from trauma? Well, some of the physical effects, let's talk about that first, is called, tachycardia. Tachycardia is when your physical body, I wanted to make sure I pronounced that correctly, your heart rate is going fast, even when you're at a resting pace. I need to calm down there. What happens in the long run with tachycardia is that you can honestly die of a heart attack. You can go into cardiac arrest. You can really, really affect your physical body. Another physical example of being the result of trauma is sleeping patterns. You sleep too much, you don't sleep enough, you have crazy night terrors, you sweat at night, you don't feel rested in the morning, and that's not because you've been partying all night. It's because you went to bed and you still feel very, very shaky. Mental issues, and I've had this because I have suffered from trauma in my life, is sometimes I numb out. Like, for years I'd be like, well, am I even here? And that's kind of called disassociation, when maybe an event happens to you and you don't even want to acknowledge it. You just numb out. It's too much for you. Or you see something that clicks and it makes you edgy. You definitely know when you don't feel comfortable. Maybe it's the sound of a voice. Maybe it's a place. Maybe it's a picture. Maybe it's a movie. Maybe it's an event, a holiday. Something that resonates all the way back there. Fear and trepidation. Also, people with trauma suffer from anxiety. The number one mental health issue this year, more than depression, is anxiety. Anxious, but not sure why. Psychological well-being affects everything. Holistically, as a counselor, your body is affecting your mind. If you can't sleep, that's when your soul, ladies and gentlemen, drifts off and does its spiritual work. That's when your body does a lot of self-healing from the toxins and from the stresses of the day. If you are not sleeping well, you are affecting the physical behavior. Oh gosh, anger outburst, aggression, things you get mad and you don't even know why. You walk around and go, I've done this too. Why did I get so mad? Why did that upset me so much? Why did that hurt me so much? You know, even you have friends that maybe have trauma. And a great example is you talk to your friend and your puppy passed away. And the friend just bluffs it off like it's no big deal. And you go like, we're good friends. And she or he knows that I love this puppy and this is breaking my heart. And they acted like it was nothing. They have shut down somewhere emotionally because it's a trigger to something they might not even remember. They say the first 3 or 4 years, theoretically, you don't cognitively remember everything. On a spiritual level, I think you remember everything. But that's me. And when we work together, we get to that spiritual deep down corner truth. I'm going to drag you out of the basement of your self-loathing, your depression, and your fear, and find out what happened to that little one that has stopped you from moving forwards in your development mentally, spiritually, and physically. I think that the number one thing that would tell you if you have trauma is you cannot self-regulate your behavior. Road rage, like on the news lately, guy gets out and kills somebody because they took his parking space at the 7-Eleven. Really? Normal people don't do that. Normal people do not do that. Heroin addicts that just, and they always get mad at me. And I said, what happened to you? Nothing happened to me. Okay. Happy people don't shoot up heroin. They do other things that aren't that great. None of us are perfect. This is the no judgment zone. I just had a wonderful young man that used to work in the addiction field with me, relapsed, and I just found out 3 days ago that he had passed away with 2 beautiful children. I don't want any of this to happen to you. You want to numb out because you can't face the pain, but that's another topic. So we have physical, we have mental, we have spiritually. What does drama do? Totally takes you off of your path. What your purpose is, what your lesson is, what you're here to do. It's kind of like ripping the rug out from under you. You can't remember. Now, theoretically, spiritually speaking, you do forget your past lives around 4 or 5. But my daughter, one time we were driving past the hospital, and she wasn't with me, she was with my mom, and she looked up and she said, Grandma Bev, when I was in there, I have no idea. She had never been in there. She looked at the building and she says, when I was in there, I heard your voice. And of course, my mom came home and told me, and we're kind of, you know, really into nurturing children and being healthy. So I said, oh, you know, a couple days later, I asked about it. She had already forgotten it. Did that diminish that moment in her reality that it was true? No, and I would never diminish a child for having a secret friend. We'll talk about that later. Trauma. How does trauma affect adulting? Heck of a lot of ways. Yep. Sign up for my trauma. No one's going to see it but you. My trauma personal assessment for you alone to see how you rate on the scale. Go to aprilofcourse.com for your free trauma assessment. No judgment. I'm here because I love you and I think you are magnificent and I think something needs to be put back in order. Maybe just a little adjustment. Until we meet again. I love you. I praise you. I appreciate you. You are God's child. If you let it, great things happen to you. Nothing can stop it. Hook me up, okay? Let me know what you thought about this video. I would love to hear from you. And if you have questions about your life, email me personally, aprilofcourse@gmail.com. It's aprilofcourse@gmail.com. Be true to you. Never be embarrassed by your truth. What we resist, persist, or did. No more drama. Trauma.